Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us, Mike Spain. He joins us each Tuesday. He's the associate editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, we've been hearing about these problems with the aging infrastructure around our listening area, Mike, and that's the water pipes that burst. And with these cold weather, we have seen some of that. And recently, we saw a major break to a water main in Troy, and there's an update.
Yeah, today we look back at last month's water main break in Troy. That was causing a major emergency where several communities around Troy were caught short because they rely on the city to provide water. But even though that pipe has long been mended and that situation has been remedied, it's still causing problems for the neighborhood in North Troy where the break occurred. 10 million gallons of water flowed through the streets. A lot got into basements and soaked the ground around homes in Lansingburg. And then came the extreme cold weather. Our reporter J.P. Lawrence went to the neighborhood and talked to some homeowners last week. One found a 6-foot-wide rupture in his basement walls. It apparently has something to do with the water in the ground and then the freezing coming along and then the thawing. It's really hard to know what the total cost of this water main break may be because, according to one contractor he talked to, these foundation problems kind of creep up on you. Old cracks are exacerbated when the ground is so soaked and then the water freezes. So neighbors are all commiserating. Some have found out it may cost $10,000 to $13,000 to have these repairs done. Insurance companies are saying it isn't their responsibility and they should go after the city. The city is saying you should go to your insurance company. So there's going to be some negotiations going on as the city continues to cope with this problem, which really relates to, you know, problems with the old infrastructure.
And also the issue of a fickle winter has to do with those area businesses that rely on snow.
Yeah, our business editor, Eric Anderson, took a look today at how the weather is affecting the North Country, which really depends on tourism to fuel its local economy. The big holidays have been particularly challenging. You'll remember that back in December, it was so warm that people were out on the golf courses in Lake Placid. And then over this past weekend, it was so cold. They say it was minus 87 degrees Fahrenheit up on Whiteface Mountain with the wind chill factor. So there weren't too many skiers out there. But then it warmed up a little bit. Yesterday, people were getting outside. He talked to people at the Lake Placid Convention and Visitors Bureau who said the hotels were pretty full and people were in the restaurants. Of course, there's indoor skating at the old Olympic Arena there. And before the weather gets too warm this week, some more skiing is expected to come along. Same thing over in Manchester, Vermont. At least they have the outlet stores and all the independent stores. So when the weather is either too warm or too cold, there's a lot of things to do. They're just coping, hoping to get through this winter with a little bit of recovery in these last few weeks.
It's perfect. You can buy some shorts today.
You might need them.
We've been talking with Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. For more, head to timesunion.com. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.